Genesis chapter 12. I'm speaking on creating white, that's black and white, white space in your life. And what I want to first of all point out is that God doesn't add to our lives. That is, he doesn't add on to what is going on in our lives without him, first of all, removing from our lives something in order to bring in another thing. That is, when God wants to add to your life, even if it's in terms of responsibility, he doesn't add on until, that is, what's going on, he first of all removes something in order to bring in another. And that what we must understand is that we must learn to be able to give up things that we may love to do in order to become who God wants us to be. Right, which means God will remove out of our lives certain things that we might love to do and are engaged in because of some other thing that he wants to add on into our lives. And in Genesis 12, verse 1, it says, "Now the Lord said unto Abram," the first thing that God did was to remove certain things from the life of Abraham. He said, "Get thee out of thy country. Get thee out from thy kindred. Get thee out from thy father's house." So there was a subtraction first before he talked about an addition. And then he said, "Unto a land that I will show you." In other words, you cannot pour new wine into old wineskins. Something has to be done to the wineskin, first of all, in changing the state of that wineskin in order to put it in a position where the new wine can come in. Now, the danger is if you allow the new wine in and you retain everything from the old, then the Bible says the new wine bursts, the old wineskin gets burst, the new wine gets spilled, and then the old wineskin gets damaged. Now, many a times you just read this, and we think that Abraham did not love his kindred. Abraham did not love his father's house, or, and he was getting out of something that he wasn't too emotionally attached to. But Abraham was attached to that. Even with the instruction that God had given him, Abraham still found it quite difficult to let go of everybody to the extent that he carried Lot, and that must have been because of some emotional ties. And it took Lot along until it got to a point where now a problem developed and he had to let Lot go. We also find Peter, all right, who was catching fish. This was something that probably was handed down to him from the generations. This was something he loved to do. And God was calling him through Christ into his real assignment in life. And God wasn't going to add on to something that was already in existence. He had to give up, all right, to say this in Luke, he had to forsake that in order to enter into something else. And I'm saying this because many a times we allow our lives to get clogged with things and we are not selective, all right, in our lives. That if we are going to move into a higher level, we've got to get selective about things within our life. We've got to learn to decongest our lives of certain things. We've got to learn to create what is called white space, all right, within our lives. Now, if I go on, let's look at Luke chapter 5, and let me read that. Luke chapter 5. And it tells us this, verse 8. I'm just cutting a long story short. It says, and when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, by reason of what they caught. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fish that they had taken. And so was James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And then Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth, and here is the new assignment, you shall catch men. And what was his response to the new assignment? And when they had brought their sheep to land, they forsook all. Now, this was their greatest desire before Jesus showed them something else. But then they had to forsake all. It wasn't about bringing in the assignment of catching men and adding it on to the assignment of or what they were doing prior to that, which was catching fish. It was giving up to create that space within your life for something else to get in. So when we want to, all right, experience a change within our lives, the kind of change that is described as a quantum leap, and that is when it is not just gradual increment. That is when it's not just, you know, it's like a multiplication and big things begin to happen. A quantum leap is a terminology that's used to describe an explosive jump that a particle of matter undergoes in moving from one place to another. In other words, they've examined it, and when you say the quantum leap, and it's through this explosive jump that, you know, the television was created, this when they understood it, laser beams and great things in physics. But then what they realized was just the particle in observing will make this massive jump in two. So they look at that particle of matter, and it had been in this particular orbit, existing at this particular level, let's say all its life at level A. And then for no real explainable reason, it suddenly jumped, all right, four levels. These ones have been at B, these ones have been at C, and goes to E. And when they study it, they find out that when that jump occurs, it has not, there seems to be no apparent effort on the part, all right, of the particle in making this jump, which means increased effort. It's not like the particle increased its effort. It just seemed to be a fresh burst of energy that entered into this particle, and suddenly, all right, it went up into that, all right, particular level. And so I want to look at this, that, and studying it, they realized that that same energy was probably available to all other particles there. It just so happened that this one, right, instead of wasting its energy on other things, kind of conserved its energy just on the essential things that had to be done at that particular level. And because it pulled its energy from all other activities apart from the very essential activities that were to be done, it got a greater amount of energy stored on the inside, and with that, it jumped, all right, into another or four levels up, and without any increased effort on its part. And so in bringing that into the lives of people, you'll find out that people that make this kind of quantum leaps in life, the first thing that happens in their life is that they decrease the amount of activity that is going on. Now, usually people feel that if I've got to move to a higher level, then I've got to increase the amount of activity that is going on in my life, which means that we need to understand that we don't necessarily make progress by us becoming busier in our lives, that not all actions are effective, and increased activity does not necessarily signify progress. So if I increase the activity in my life and I'm seemingly get busier, right? In fact, what might happen is that my level of productivity might diminish, because what's going on is that I'm dissipating energy into what is called non-essential activities there, all right? And so I do not have enough energy for sometimes the essential things, and what happens is, so I'm unable, and all the particles now make a massive leap, and one is unable, all right, to do that. So the key is not to apply. More effort are the same things. The first thing in your life, if you want to experience a quantum leap and to make that, is to create this white space, blank space within your life. Which means the first thing you want to do is, you want to look at your life at this particular time and say, what are the things that are going on that are not really necessary in my life at this point in time? You want to look at your schedule, first of all. What are the things that I'm engaging in, all right, every day that is not really necessary, all right, to the vision and the goals that I have? That I've got to decrease, right, what I am doing in order to be able to experience, right, a quantum leap. And if one doesn't decrease and examine one's life and say, look, I've got to decrease so in some of the things that I'm doing, look at my schedule there, and what's happening is just increased activity there, what will happen is the level of productivity there begins to diminish. So you want to look at it. You want to look at your schedule. Now, your human nature is attached to things. We easily get attached to things, all right, that probably is going on in our lives that we like. But some of those things are just not necessary. I mean, I said this yesterday. If I travel and I come back, my house is filled with shopping bags that are not necessary. But I'm emotionally attached to those bags. So if somebody says they want to put something in the bag and take it away, I say, listen to me, you return my bag back to me. Now, the truth about the matter is that these bags are piling up in a place in my house. Dust is filling on those things. It might be more useful for that person to bring away, but I just have this attachment, all right, that look, I walked around, I entered the shop, this is my bag. It really doesn't make sense. But when you look at it, but emotionally, there's this big bag there that I've not used in months, but I just have this dream of using it one day, and the one day might never come. Are you following what I'm saying here? And it can be useful to other people. But we just develop this, you know, attachment. So you want to look at your schedule. I'm saying this here. You want to free your schedule. You want to, you know, look through. If you want to, and conserve, all right, you know, energy there, to use it in other things. God doesn't add without, you know, yes, in arithmetic, I think we have board maths, and in board maths, you know, it's addition before subtraction, but with God, it's subtraction before addition. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Which means that if God is subtraction, you come out of your father's house, and then I show you the land. I don't show you the land. He takes away the first to establish the second. He doesn't establish the second on the first. Are you following what I'm saying here? Yeah. So what God does is that he wants us to look into our lives, and he wants us to empty our schedule. And this is what begins to happen. Where people have things that are going on in their lives that might not be necessary, all right? That might be eating up on things within their lives, but we just continue to do that. And it's taking energy. Someone gets up and says that, all right, people talk about the platform, and somebody gets up and says, you know, he's earning 200,000 a month. I just say this here, and there are three weddings that month, And then they said, well, the Ashebi, what you buy is 15,000 per wedding. And the person buys and you ask the person, why are you doing this? He says, look, you know, I have to be at this wedding. I have to buy this. Look, you don't have to do, look, when you say, I have to do something, think well about what you're saying. The issue is when you say, I have to do this for this wedding, ask yourself an honest question. If you don't buy the Ashebi and don't attend the wedding, will they get married? Yes. So you don't have to be there. You want to be there. You must be able to separate or separate between what you have to do and what you want to do. And many people are using their energy and resource on things they want to do, and then when the things they have to do comes, they are not available for that. So somebody has spent 45,000. Apart from the fact that when you go to there, it costs you much more, right? Then it's time to pay school, your children's school fees. You have to do that because those ones are your children. But this other one, there are 45 friends in that group. You do not have to, all right? But you want to. And then you begin to do the things you want to do. And what happens is it starts, you know, diminishing your energy there. It could be emotional, that kind of things. And what happens then, you're unable to be able to get into the thing. So the first thing they do is that they create white space within their lives. You decongest your life. You look through your life and ask yourself, your schedule, that are these things necessary, right? You want to take your it's almost taking your soul back, taking your life back. You look through it. This is where I'm going. What are the essential things that I've got to do? And you look at that. Somebody might need, let's say he starts out on a business. He needs to read, He has to read certain books in order to become educated in what he or she is doing. Now, but the life has been clogged that they are so busy Monday to Friday on things that you really cannot define clearly. These are things that have slipped into your life. And what happens is you are so engaged in those other things that you don't have time to do what you have to do, right? And what happens is that you create so much pressure in your life based on things that are just not necessary. So this person creates stress and pressure because they've got to buy clothes in order to go to a wedding. So you check your life. You want to find out what, you know, you wake up in the morning and you want to look through your entire day. All these things that I do, are they necessary? Because what you want to do, you want to, because if you're going to have a quantum leap, the strategy is simple. Take all your energy back into your life. Is it necessary? The energy I burn in this, is it necessary? All right, the phone calls that you're making, that you're piling up bills, are these things necessary? Or is just an emotional thing, all right, that is going on right here? Empty your mind. There are some things you are thinking about constantly that you can never change. All right, you just can never change. Something happened 6 years ago, you can't change it. Somebody said something about you, you can't change that. They've said it. You can't change that. You start rehearsing that in your mind. These things drain you of mental energy. When Paul said, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are true, all right, if there be any, you know, virtue, praise, you look through those things. This is the era of social media where everybody invades the privacy of other people, writing things that might disturb other people emotionally. So I don't waste time. You talk nonsense the first time, second time, I block you. Are you from Senia? Somebody came to meet me about somebody I knew, and you know, he had introduced me to him. So I said, look, I don't fight people. I'm not fighting anybody. What I have done is I've looked and weighed it properly, and I came to the conclusion that you introduced this guy to me. And I checked how the introduction was made. and the effect of that person in my life after the introduction. And I found that it's the enemy that did this work. I said, so what I have done is to delete that event. In other words, I'm not angry, I'm not this, I've just deleted it. You know when Paul said that some people came in unawares to spy out our liberty, that they were brought in, which means that many times wrong relationships come into your life by somebody you know who brings the wrong person in. So I said, I saw it in the Bible. And so delete. So if I've never met you in my life and I walk past, I don't have any problem. I'm not angry. I just walk past. So what I've done is I've deleted it from my system. All right? So I don't process it. I'm not wondering, why did this person behave this way? And why did that person behave that way? And why this person is deleted? All right? And you don't want to start taking things in your mind. Many people have that. And it's draining them, the mental energy other people use to become innovative, all right, to create things. So why do people get ideas? Because they have white space in their heart. Because their minds are not clogged up on things that other people's minds are clogged up on. So you want to decongest that. You want to look into your mind. You want to look into your schedule. You want to empty that. You want to empty your mind of things that don't justify your time and effort. And that's creating white space. So I go into somebody's life now and I say, look, everything that you have in your life today has come as a result of, you know, 15, all of your activities, only 15% of them have been productive. The truth about the matter is that if, let's just say that it's 15%, so let's assume that 3 hours of activity, let's just take that, of activity every day is what has produced what is on the outside. The truth is, if you slept for 21 hours, woke up and did those 3 hours and went back to sleep, you'll be exactly where you are. Are you following what I'm saying? And if you sleep for 21 hours, I mean that's not healthy. But I'm just saying, if you rest for 20 hours, you have enough energy for 3. And so when you clear that, then you have white space. So let's assume you have 12 more hours that you have emptied out, right, completely of anything. Now you want to fill those 12 hours now with the kind of activity, and this is what goes on. Instead of just clogging it with all kinds of things, your habits begin to change. You begin to get more productive. I'm telling you this as a person. You start, you know, start thinking through on certain things. And this is what happens when people just say, look, well, I'm decongesting my life, right? There are things that are going on. The same way there are bags in my house I don't need. There are things that are going on that I'm just emotionally attached to. And God, let me tell you this, does not add on. What he does first, he subtracts first. He's not going to you. I can't be doing everything you are doing and then he adds on. He subtracts first, all right? And then he will now add there. So if, for example, when we took upon ourselves the task, let's say, of doing WAFBEG, I understood that an added responsibility had come in, which takes energy. So I look into my life. What am I doing that I'm going to give up? Because I can't add WAFBEG on other things that I was already doing. I cannot be processing, you know, this one I'm processing. So you look at your life. Now look, all right, what areas, what are the things I can now, and that's where delegation comes in. That's where you begin to decode that, you know, okay, is it necessary? You know, is this, you know, you are moving somewhere higher. You cannot carry all the activities at level 1 into level 2. It cannot happen. You cannot be doing the same thing. You cannot say that, you know, I love fishing, all right? Even though God called me, I love, you give up fishing to get into what God has called you to do. Okay, you can't say this is what I love doing. You will give up what you love doing, all right, to be able to get into those other things. You look at your life properly because the energy God has given to you has to be, you have to be wise in the management, all right, of all these things. Those that multiply, wisely invest this thing. And for you to wisely invest it, you must protect. You have got to, you know, protect, first of all, what you have. You've got to protect it, all right? I can like you like my brother, but I'm not going to violate certain things that I know that will be destructive to my health.
Thank you for listening.